And something that you cook an egg in on top of the stove with, it has a handle, is called?
A skillet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there other words for that?
A frying pan.
Are a frying pan and a skillet a little bit different in connotation?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp that's made out of a bottle and a rag and some material to burn in the...
I think I have seen such a thing.
You don't know what it's called, though?
No. No, I don't.
Have you ever have you heard it called a flambeau?
No.
Or a pine torch?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
I'm still wondering where they got those terms, but...
Wonderful. Pine torch and flambeau. Well,
flambeau must be East Texas and Louisiana. Uh-huh. That's all I can figure.
Well...
In a lamp that's not electric, you would burn what kinds of fuel?
I suppose you would burn either kerosene or maybe oil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in a fireplace, some people, instead of burning wood, they burn a black substance. What's that?
Coal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is changing the subject a little bit. A bed on the floor is called what?
A pallet.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And this you may not be able to think of. A range blanket or a heavy bed cover? What would be your word for a heavy bed cover?
Comforter?
Mm-hmm. That's like one of our words. Have you ever heard of a sugan? Sugan is a range blanket, a really heavy bed cover that they use in Colorado and places where it gets really cold.
I've never heard that term, never.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or have I ever encountered it in reading? Well.
Uh-huh. To cover a pillow, you use a
pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on
television.
Mm-hmm. You when you cook in the kitchen to protect your clothes, you wear
an apron.
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of aprons that have different names?
No, not that I know of, but I know there are different kinds. There's the kind that has a bib,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the kind that just is the waist. And I don't believe I know any other names except apron.
Okay. I haven't encountered any either.
Uh-huh. Well.
If it's cold outside, you want to put on your
coat.
Mm-hmm. And what's a cloth that you blow your nose with?
A handkerchief.
Mm-hmm. And another kind of cloth that you use to wipe the sweat off your brow is called? You might tie it around your head.
Oh.
Or around your neck.
Kerchief?
Well, around your neck, yeah, it would probably be a kerchief if it was around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like bandana? Is bandana?
Oh, bandana.
Is that the same as kerchief?
I believe they're the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Clothes that you would wear to work out in the garden are called?
Well, I guess your gardening clothes.
Okay. How about clothes that you put away until the cold months?
Your winter clothes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That works. How about shoes that you wear only out in the garden?
Work shoes?
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about something to protect your hands?
Gloves.
Uh-huh. And something to protect your head from the hot sun?
A hat or a sunbonnet or...
Okay. This article of clothing is what?
Well, they're slacks and they're pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think there's a different term that is only used with... Would you call these trousers? Or is that more limited to men?
No, I guess that I've heard it referred to women's pants as trousers.
Huh.
But I myself think of trousers as being a man's garment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that it's correct or incorrect or whatever.
Oh, it's just your perception.
Of course.
Right, right, right.
My perception is that trousers go on men.
And I just thought of that. I hadn't been thinking about that, but I'd been cueing people to say trousers by putting it in relation to men, but that just occurred to me, so that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.